You will never be a real American pedophile. You're not Californian, you're not Texan, you're not a New Yorker. You are a white South African twisted by racism and apartheid into a crude mockery of Epstein's nation. All the validation you get is two-faced and half-hearted behind your back. American pedophiles mock you. Donald Trump is disgusted and ashamed of you. Your fellow Epsteinites laugh at your rockets and tweets behind closed doors. Americans, pedophiles are utterly repulsed by you. 300 of years of pedophilia have allowed Americans to sniff out frauds with incredible efficiency. Even white South Africans, pedophiles who pass, sound uncanny and unnatural to an American pedophile. Your autistic manners is a dead giveaway, and even if you manage to get a drunk Chomsky to do invite you to the island, he'll turn tail and bolt the second he gets a whiff of your rants about white genocide. You will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every single morning and tell yourself it's going to be okay. But deep inside, you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under the unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll ask some employees of you to shoot you. The Mossad will find you heartbroken, but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you near headstones marked with the Afrikaans language, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a South African pedophile is buried there. Your body will decay and go back to the dust, and all that will remain of your so-called Americanness is a vague mention in the Epstein files. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There is no turning back.